Last week, Northwestern Mutual pulled the wraps off its blueprint for a new office tower in downtown Milwaukee. Late this year, crews will begin demolishing the old. It's the Brown NML building, east of the company headquarters on Wisconsin Avenue. Rocky Marcoux says the project is one of several that will alter Milwaukee's skyline and lakefront. Marcoux is commissioner of city development. He met WUWM's Bob Bach downtown to talk about projects in the works, including NML's new 32-story building.
The architecture is stunning. The curvature in the building, the elevations, the amount of glass, I think, is just going to have an incredible impact. You're going to see reflected back in the building the beautiful buildings that surround it. And it's going to be a changing palette as the sun changes its position and the reflections work in a very magical way on this portion of the city at the lakefront. It sends a message that this is world-class architecture in a world-class city.
And outside, a kind of curved public park.
It brings in the pedestrian. It's at a scale that, quite frankly, complements what's happening at the lakefront with all the beautiful parkland that we have there. So in many respects, it bridges some of that to Wisconsin Avenue, which of course is our main street. Very excited to see that they also have a water element as part of the new space, because I think that's consistent with the fact that we're across from Lake Michigan, one of the five Great Lakes. It works very well with our whole water philosophy here in the city.
Now, there is a commitment from the city in the form of multi-millions of dollars with a tax incremental financing district.
It's already started paying dividends. In the Wall Street Journal, the new NML Tower, headquarter tower, is the deal of the week. That means millions of people in the United States and around the world are now focused on Milwaukee, Wisconsin as a potential place to invest for real estate.
A couple other buildings, 833 East Michigan, also the Couture that would take the place of what is now the Milwaukee Transit Center. Those are planned, but still a bit iffy, is that it?
All development is a work in progress until you actually put the shovel in the ground, right? I think the Couture right now, Rick Barrett secured title insurance. So that's good news, because if a title insurance company is willing to write title on a project, that's a very, very strong vote of confidence. So I know that he continues to work with the county exec and eventually with the county board, because the transit center site is county property. And we are very happy to do anything we can to advance the project. Mark Ergens continues to work hard on his proposed building at 833 Michigan. He has a number of clients already signed on to the building, but I also would provide some space east of the river, which is at a premium right now. There's very little of it. So it really, if you look at the Northwestern project, I think it adds a lot of momentum to these other two projects. And that could be a beautiful collection of buildings going up at the same time.